Chapter 7. The Final Triumph. The night after our visit to Wuthering Heights, I fell sick and could not leave my bed for 3 weeks. When I got better, I found out that Kathy had been visiting Wuthering Heights every day while I had been stuck in bed. When Mr. Linton found out, he ordered her never to visit Wuthering Heights again. So winter, spring, and then summer passed without Kathy ever seeing Linton, though she begged to see him. Mr. Linton got sicker and sicker. He started to worry about Kathy's life after he died. Thrushcross Grange would go to Linton, Heathcliff's son, and he was worried that Kathy would have nothing. He finally said that Linton and Kathy could meet again. He thought that if Kathy was able to stay in Thrushcross Grange, and she and Linton really loved each other, then maybe their marriage wouldn't be such a bad thing. So it was that one morning last August, Kathy and I rode to meet Linton in the fields, but instead of finding him halfway, we finally found him sitting just a short distance from Wuthering Heights. He looked half dead.
"Why did you come so late?" he asked in a shaky voice.
"Because my father is very ill," said Kathy impatiently. "Why have you called me here if you don't want to see me?"
"Oh, please, I can't answer," murmured Linton.
"Nonsense," cried Kathy angrily. "Foolish, silly boy, I'm going now."
Linton threw himself on the ground and rolled around in pure terror.
"No, please, Catherine. If you leave me, I will be killed. Dear Catherine, my life is in your hands, so will you stay? And maybe you will even agree to..."
"Agree to what?" she asked. "What is the meaning of this strange talk?"
Suddenly I heard a small noise near me, and I saw Heathcliff approaching. I don't know how he could get close so silently.
"Ah, Nelly," he said amiably, "I hear that Edgar Linton is going to die soon."
"Yes," I replied.
"Well, I'd be happy if he would die quickly, so that Linton gets Thrushcross Grange. However, my son seems determined to die first, damn him."
Heathcliff paused and then shouted at Linton,
"Get up this instant!"
Linton tried to get up, but he was too weak. He fell back with a cry.
"I will, Father," he said. "Catherine will tell you that I have been cheerful. Give me your hand, Catherine."
"Could you walk him home?" Heathcliff asked politely. "He is too scared of me."
"Linton, I can't," Kathy whispered. "Papa forbade me."
"Fine," said Heathcliff, "but now I am angry. Come with me, Linton."
Linton shrank back and pleaded so frantically with Kathy that she had no choice but to help him. We helped Linton home, but as soon as we were inside, Heathcliff shut the door behind us and locked it. I jumped in surprise.
"Don't stare at me, Miss Linton. By hell, I hate you," Heathcliff said with a frown.
"I am not afraid of you," exclaimed Kathy. "Give me that key."
She grabbed Heathcliff's hand and bit it. In an instant, he knocked her to the ground and hit her hard on the head several times. I rushed at him, screaming, but he hit me hard in the chest and I fell back.
"You see? I know how to punish children," said the scoundrel, smiling. "Kathy, you will have plenty of time in the future to taste the back of my hand."
When Heathcliff left the room, I turned to Linton.
"Linton," I said, "tell us what your father's plan is."
"Give me some tea first," he said, "and then I'll tell you."
I was disgusted at the little beast's contented look, but I rushed to make him tea anyway and served it to him.
"Papa wants us to be married tomorrow," he said, "because he's afraid that I will die before your father. If I do, he won't get Thrushcross Grange."
Heathcliff entered again, and Kathy ran to him, saying,
"I promise to marry Linton. Papa would like me to, and so I will do it. Why should you force me to do what I'd willingly do myself?"
"Because I don't like your father, and it pleases me to see him suffer," the wicked man responded. "He will think that you got tired of taking care of him and ran off to be with my family.
He cursed you when you were born, and I'd love it if he cursed you as he died.
In tears, Kathy tried to embrace Heathcliff, saying, I am not angry at you. Please have mercy on my father. Have you never loved anyone in your life, Uncle?
Keep your hands off me or I'll kick you, cried Heathcliff in disgust, pushing her back viciously. I'd rather be hugged by a snake. I hate you.
With that, he took me upstairs and locked me in a room. He kept me there for a full 5 days. On the fifth morning, I found the door unlocked and I ran downstairs, where I found Linton sitting in the corner.
Where is Miss Kathy? I shouted. She's upstairs, but you're not allowed to see her, he said without looking at me. You little idiot! Show me where her room is.
Papa said I can't, he said. He will beat you if you try to get her. He has already beaten her several times. It pleased me to watch him beat her, and she deserved it for being so cruel to me.
Without wasting any more time, I ran out the door and all the way to Thrushcross Grange. I found Mr. Linton still alive, though barely. I told him what Heathcliff had done, but he was too sick to even speak. That night, Kathy escaped from Wuthering Heights and ran home, just in time to sit by her father while he died. To save him from worrying about her, she lied and said that she was happy with Linton, and he believed her. The old man died in peace early in the morning. The evening after the funeral, Heathcliff walked into Thrushcross Grange without knocking. Now he was the master.
Pack your things, he said to Kathy. You're coming to Wuthering Heights.
Why can't Kathy stay here with me? I pleaded.
I'm going to rent out the Grange, he answered. And besides, she has to work for her bread. I'm not going to let her live an idle life.
Do you know what I did yesterday, Nellie? When Linton's grave was being dug, I had the man dig up Catherine's coffin. I opened it to see her face again, and now I feel much better.
Aren't you ashamed of disturbing the dead? I asked.
Disturbing her? Ha! He laughed wildly. She has disturbed me night and day for 18 years. After she died, do you remember that I prayed for her spirit to haunt me? Well, I got my wish. I often feel her near me. I can almost see her, but I never quite seem to. I can't sleep at night because of her.
Heathcliff, his eyes wide and wild, wiped away the drops of perspiration that appeared on his face as he told this story. Not wanting to hear more of this uncanny story, I was relieved when Kathy re-entered.
Goodbye, Ellen, whispered my dear little lady. Come and see me.
You will do no such thing, Mrs. Dean, Heathcliff said sharply. I don't want you spying at my house.
Well, Mr. Lockwood, that is how my story ends. The maid at Wuthering Heights told me that Linton died only a few weeks after Kathy moved in. Kathy hates everyone. I heard that Harriton tried to be kind to her after Linton's death, but thinking he was mocking her, she scorned him. The end of Mrs. Dean's story.